Yeah, we used to send the dog after.
Said what? Now, if the cow wasn't standing still when you were milking her, what kind of a, what would you say to the cow to make her stand still?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. It's the same like a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about the same.
And the call that you might make to get the calves in?
Well, we... I don't know, they usually were right there. We probably say silk calf or something like that, which I don't suppose they understood.
You have to say something. The call to oxen to make them, or to any team, you want to make them go left or you make them go right?
Let's see, when I answered a questionnaire, I had to ask my husband that. Ha is right.
Oh yeah.
And G is left. Yeah.
Amazing number of people who were from the farm have forgotten this.
I couldn't remember anymore.
You don't have to
say
that.
They can remember. They can remember G and
Ha. You don't have to say that to the tractor.
They can remember G and Ha, but they can't remember which one was which. It's,
well, I think my husband said Ha is right and G was left.
That's what I think is right. Now, if you had some horses in the pasture and you wanted to get the horses in, how would you call the horses? What would you say? How would you call them? Would you whistle or?
Well, I think my husband used to whistle.
Call by name? Kujak? Kojak?
No.
I'm poor at this.
I don't believe so.
Okay, if you want the horse to start,
you'd say get up.
Okay. If you want the horse to stop, you'd say,
whoa.
And when it was time to feed the pigs, you'd call the pigs any way you'd call them. I know you don't have to very much, but...
Oh, it's something like everybody used to have their own way. Wooey, or something like that. I don't know how you'd spell it.
I've heard wooey several times, so it's pretty common. You ever have sheep, if you want to call a sheep in from pasture in any special way?
Well, I don't know how you'd call
a
sheep.
We
never had sheep until later on.
And how would you call the chickens then when it's feeding time?
Oh, just chick, chick, chick.
Okay. Now, when you're riding a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrup.
You ever remember the use of the word the nigh horse or the near horse for the horse on the left?
Well, my husband always called that the G horse.
The G. Have you heard that? Is that pretty common, you think, around here?
Well, that's what he always called. I never heard the other two expressions.
The G horse. That'd be the left. You're driving a buggy. You hang on to the...
lines. Or reins. We always call it just the lines.
How about when you're riding a horse, you hold...
Oh, reins.
There'd be a difference in horse and buggy. Now, if you want somebody who doesn't live very far from here, you might say, "Oh, it's just a
little ways."
Or if they live a good distance from here, you might say it's quite a
ways.
You can find weeds almost
anywhere.
And the plow, when the plow goes through the field, it cuts deep
furrow.